Now, European Union leaders reach a deal to tackle the immigration that has turned into a deepening crisis in the continent. The deal calls for steps for the control of EU's external borders. It restricts refugees' movement within the bloc and pushes for the reform of asylum system by consensus. The agreement also calls for voluntarily hosting of immigrants in the EU. France hailed the agreement reached after all-night talks in Brussels.
This was a result of a joint effort, and European cooperation has won, rather than a non-government or national decisions that would have not been efficient or sustainable.
EU leaders reached the immigration deal following a deadlock in the talks over Italy's demands. Now, the Italian prime minister said he's happy with the accord, which fulfills his country's demands. Rome's demands are partly included an overhaul of the EU law that obliged asylum seekers to lodge applications in the first country they arrive. Europe has been grappling with its refugee crisis since 2015. It was deepened in recent weeks after Italy and Malta turned away refugee ships. Let's speak to Barry Grossman. He's an international lawyer, and he joins us via Skype from Bali. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Grossman. Now, what do you make of this deal? There's very little information on the exact stipulations of it. However, there is that tightening of the external borders. A lot of human rights groups are not very happy with it.
Well, look, I mean, I wouldn't go so far. There's actually nothing coming out of this. This is a very general statement, lacking completely in detail, and is the product, we have to, of course, recall, of a single late-night meeting by a national leader. So we can't really expect much to come out of that. And the meeting itself, of course, was there were some quite amusing things that played out, but I won't get into those. In terms of the statement that was made following it, there was really four points made. The EU restated its commitment to the 2016 EU-Turkey statement and to providing greater resources to implement the scheme laid out by that statement. And as you've said, talks about creating controlled disembarkation platforms for new arrivals, controlled processing centers by the voluntary agreement of member nations on EU territory, ostensibly to separate economic migrants from refugees, bearing in mind that it's been claimed that roughly 90% of the people flowing in are economic migrants. And then finally, it speaks about measures to restrict the internal movement of migrants from EU member states to other EU member states. Now, dealing with those points in turn, the restatement of EU commitment to the 2016 Turkey statement is itself revealing, because the Turkey statement, people forget, was itself a violation of the non-refoulement guarantees set out in the 1951 Convention on the Status of Refugees. And it did that by prescribing the redirection of refugees who landed in Greece and elsewhere for processing to Turkey. And of course, we have very little information publicly available about how that scheme has been going since 2016. Mm-hmm. They talk in this latest statement about controlled disembarkation and processing platforms. Well, I'd like to know how they proposed to do that. There's a statement, of course, that they intend to do that while respecting international law, but it's difficult to see how that can be achieved without restricting or denying due process to the people arriving.
Right. So, Mr. Grossman, let me just jump in there. You're basically, are you implying that basically this lack of information, lack of transparency, is because international law is being violated?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons. First of all, given the way things work in the real world, we really shouldn't expect anything but political rhetoric to come out of, a meeting that comprises a few hours late at night by the leaders of EU nations. It's very difficult for them to reach any kind of a meaningful consensus that lays out plans with any details. So, if you like, it's a sort of memorandum of intent, which seems primarily to be designed to satisfy the political demands of an increasingly far-right public that's fed up with receiving immigrants in Europe, okay? So I don't think we could expect very much at all. But yes, I am also saying that the reason why we're not getting more detail is that the very premise that was already embodied in the 2016 Turkey statement is contrary to international law. And most people who have any understanding of international law, of course, agreed as much. That is, by prescribing the redirection of refugees arriving in Europe to Turkey for processing, it violates the very important non-refoulement provisions of the relevant convention by putting people potentially in harm's way by forcing them to Turkey.
Okay, so we're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately.
The existing system is contrary to international law, and somehow streamlining the sorting and processing of new arrivals, it's impossible to imagine how that can be done without denying due process to new arrivals.
Okay, that's Barry Grossman, international lawyer, joining us via Skype from Bali. Mr. Grossman, thanks very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.